Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast on this January 16th, 2014. Holy moly, where has the days gone by that we were doing the last podcast? It's been a while. I apologize. I was working really hard before the winter break and also during the winter break, and now I'm pretty free to do these podcasts. So thank you so much for your patience. But we are back on track every week, every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Arrow Talk Podcast. Tonight, we will be talking about Episode 10 of Season 2 of Arrow, titled Blast Radius. Pretty cool. Definitely fits the title of this episode. Let's go to the phones from area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Florida, hey Zeus, I miss you, man. We are back.
What's up? Happy New Year, first of all.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. And I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I'm sure you've seen all I'm sure you've seen all my recent tweets, right?
Yes, I did.
In last night's episode, awesome. Great flashback.
Whoa,
on the island.
How cool was that? How cool was that episode? Definitely
awesome.
Learned a lot of Slade's after injection of the serum. And also, you know, the man behind the mask. We found out a little bit more about Mr. Blood, Mayor Blood.
He's kind of acting like Batman in a way.
Yeah. That's true. There's a lot
down.
Of similarities there.
Uh-huh. It was a great episode. I can't wait for the Flash pilot. I mean, I'm sorry I missed the podcast for Three Ghosts, but, man, that was a great episode, too.
And I love how he's kind of dormant right now. He's in a coma at Central City,
yeah.
And, of course, Miss Felicity is there to visit him as he's still in a comatose state.
Yeah.
How epic is that going to be?
I've grown very attached to Felicity. I got a crush on her.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
You have a crush on her?
Oh, yeah. I love Felicity Smoke.
Well, you know that character in the DC Universe, she marries Firestorm.
I haven't heard of Firestorm.
Oh, really?
No.
So you never seen the Superpowers cartoon? They're old. Back in the I'm kind of dating myself. Back in the 80s.
Yeah, no, I've seen. Is there anyone calling in? Or is it just you and me tonight?
Hey, there's someone else here on the line. Let's see, from area code 610. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
This is Gabe. What's up?
Gabe,
hey,
what's
Gabe.
Up, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome. Did you watch last night's episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Oh, my gosh. The stunt work, seriously, they don't repeat. Because, you know, after a while, some shows, when you watch the stunt work, you kind of see the same punches, the same jumps, the same blocks. For some reason, Arrow, they always seem to, like, top each week. And for and that reason, every time I'm watching it, I'm like, whoa, that was a cool move. like if you remember when Arrow enters, I believe, through the ceiling, kind of like a Batman entrance. That was kind of cool. And also his disappearing. Every time someone looks over the shoulder and then looks back at Oliver, he's gone. Like, I wonder who. Of course, yes, Batman. Gabe, give us your thoughts on last night's episode. What'd you think? First thoughts.
I thought it was a good comeback episode, you know, comeback from hiatus. I liked the beginning where I think he was chasing down someone who knew something about Brother Blood, and that was cool where he was kind of, you know, they had a little battle back and forth in the steel mill area. That was cool, and I liked, you know, I liked the tension between Felicity and Oliver, and then, of course, every scene on the island is, that's gold, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see what happens, and I think it's going nicely.
Was Oliver really jealous? What do you think? Or I don't know. It seemed like that jealousy was a little forced. It didn't seem like a real Oliver jealousy.
Yeah, I think he's just what – it definitely was forced, but I feel like because he's really kind of – he's really bugging out about what this this super serum can do because he has memories of what happened of it. So
and he knows
kind of going
who's
nuts.
Behind
I think
it.
They're going to play with that more, too.
I thought in this episode they were going to show Oliver shooting the arrow through his eye. I guess not, or not yet.
Yeah. Hey, Zeus,
no, not
I
yet.
Was so shocked in Three Ghosts that Slade survived. That's another major thing we need to talk about since I missed the recent podcast.
Yes,
we
saw his.
Did we?
No, we didn't. No. I think we stopped after a while. We stopped. I'll tell you right now where we stopped. We stopped at episode 9, I believe. Episode 8. Yeah, so we missed one.
Oh, yeah,
because
I wondered
before this.
But that one was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And also, how pissed off was he when he found out that Shadow was dead? He was really – I'm like, I don't remember that much of an attachment between the two. What do you think, Matt?
It almost looked like there was a bit of a love triangle going on between her, Oliver, and Slade. And now that
– I know, but remember, she was sleeping with him. She was sleeping with Oliver. Remember
yeah,
that, the whole
now,
love scene in the water?
And I'm thinking Sarah is working for Ivo still.
Yeah, first of all, I don't trust Sarah at all, especially with this whole casting. I'm like, who is this lady? Sometimes I forget. I'm like, who's this? I'm thinking of looking at Laurel, but you know, or the actress Katie Cassidy. I thought, I don't know. It still messes me up with the whole casting. Gabe, your thoughts on Slade's response to Shadow's death?
But do you remember when Slade got burnt, she kind of helped him and, like, kept him warm.
Oh, she did.
And there was that kind
mm-hmm.
of, like, emotional bond between them. I feel like he's always...
Now, did he know that her and Oliver slept together?
Yeah. Because remember, he was kind of creeping in the shadows looking at them.
Right, I agree with that. Yeah, I remember that now. You guys want to hear a little trivia on this episode? The hospital where Sebastian's blood mother, if you remember, at first they thought it was the aunt, Maya Rezek, is living in that hospital. It's the same St. Walker's Hospital as a reference to the DC Comics character St. Walker, if you guys are familiar with that character from the DC Comics.
Nope.
So
you learn something new
it looks
every
like
day.
The writers are, it looks like the writers are little by little inserting a lot of the DC universe, which, of course, we won't see it to its full flourishing, but, you know, it's fun how they incorporate different either locations, buildings, characters, or just, you know, a runoff of what's happening other than, oh, shoot, I forgot the city. Where does Oliver live? Emerald City? No?
Starlight
City.
What is it?
Starlight City. You have failed that much.
Matt, you know, just so you know, when you yell, we can't hear you. You get really blurred out. You get your audio gets really fucked up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But by the way, trying to get back into Shield is a great. It's getting better.
I don't know. I tried. It looked like an expensive Scooby-Doo episode.
I don't think so. I like it, and I like
Moving on. Thank you, Matt. Okay, so then. What do you think is the big plan here? I know Slade wants to distribute this serum, but what do you think Blood's role is in, or what his part is in the grand master plan of Slade? And remember, Slade even threatened Blood that someone else could wear that mask. It doesn't have to be him in the previous episode. Gabe, let's go to you. What do you think his role is in this grand scheme of Slade's revenge on Oliver?
You know, I've been trying to kind of figure that out. I'm not really sure where Brother Blood fits in, but they've kind of, if you notice, they haven't alluded to Ra's al Ghul or Malcolm Merlyn. You know,
right.
They're kind of playing the Slade Wilson and Brother Blood card. I'm thinking by the end
of
the series.
Yeah, it looks like the Ra's al Ghul has taken a little seat back on this whole storyline.
Yeah,
it looks
back
like
burner, but
they
I
put
think
up print.
The best cliffhanger would be if that came to a boil with Slade and Oliver kind of facing off, and then Ra's al Ghul came to Starlight City, and, you know, so that's what I think. I think we're going to have, like, just a couple villains, and Oliver's going to have to face off against everything, you know. But it looks like if the preview they showed for next week, it seems like Brother Blood does face off with Oliver for at least in a couple scenes, but I'm
it's
not sure
be,
if that's just wait. Upcoming episodes.
Blade's going to be
right.
in it next week. I saw Blind Spot. I saw pictures.
All right, Matt, give us your thoughts on Blood's role in the grand scheme of Blade's revenge.
That Sebastian was kind of being a baddie when I first saw the mask, and I didn't really know much about Brother Blood, but I do like, I was very surprised about Slade, but they are going to move up things with Ra's al Ghul, because in the fourth new episode, it's called Hair to the Demon, and we see another one of Ra's al Ghul's daughters, Neneva al Ghul.
Yes.
I read
yes,
that
she's
about.
She's been cast. Yeah, she's been cast. It was announced last year that character has been cast, and I'm sure we'll see her in the future episodes. Now, let's touch base on the workings of another hero in the background, Mr. Roy Harper. How cool is that?
Yeah.
He's superhuman just like Oliver. Awesome! Matt, let's go to you. Your thoughts on Roy's little upbringing as he is now semi-superhuman.
Oh, man, bro. I mean, wow. That scene was awesome at first when him and Thea were, you know, kind of getting busy.
Trying to get it on, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for that scene. But then when you see him lift the things there and then save Moira with that big light thing they sometimes use for a concert, oh, man, that's pretty cool. And then his arm healed, it's like he's going to be invincible.
Wait, who?
Roy, when he saved, his arm healed. Remember?
Right. But you said something about invisible.
Remember, not invincible like E.
Oh, invincible. Okay, gotcha.
Like,
I gotcha. I thought you said invisible. I'm like, what? I didn't see that.
All
right, great.
It.
Thank you, Matt.
I did read.
All right, Gabe. Let's go to you. Gabe, let's go to you. Your thoughts on Roy Harper's little, beginnings of his role in this grand universe that Oliver has set.
I love the character of Roy. I like the actor, Colton Haynes. I think I'm really interested to see where that goes. I thought it was, you know, it was cool. It was like a little Smallville scene when like the light
yes.
fell on him and he saved
yes.
saved the Queens. That was really cool, and I really hope Oliver brings him under his wing and uses his powers, you know, for good. I think that's going to be
right.
the test. Not treating him like a villain, treating him like, you know, an equal with these powers, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, definitely a lot of people are looking towards the coming of the Flash. I don't know if have they mentioned in any other future episodes where they'll pick up with Flash, or are they going to just keep him in a coma for a while?
I got some news. After
okay,
the
go
episode,
ahead.
After Hero to the Demon, it says the Flash pilot, which you could should go
oh.
right into a reboot of the old Flash series, which I didn't really see. But, yeah, there is going to be a Flash pilot coming.
All right, there you go. Gabe,
we
have you heard anything?
We got five of DC shows. We got Arrow, we're going to get the Flash, and now, I don't know when, but in March, we get Gotham. DC
okay.
is finally...
All right, Gabe. Gabe, are you still
all
there?
All I remember was hearing was the original, he was supposed to do three episodes, right? The two
right.
that already aired.
So,
and
so
then
far
come
he has
back for third.
Two in, right?
Yeah, so... I heard that he was going to come back towards the end of the season, but now that he's kind of getting his own show, I don't know if they're just going to just kind of have him as his own show. And I also, some fans are saying, like, is Felicity going to go over to the Flash show? I'm just hearing a lot of conflicting rumors. I really don't know.
Yeah, it's still a lot
what's
of rumors.
Going on.
Nothing's confirmed, yeah. And, you know, we've seen that before. If you guys, I don't know if you guys are too young, but with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when Angel had his own series, they brought another major cast member that was with Buffy, and they added her to the spinoff, which was Angel. And so it has happened before where they take a main character out of a pre-existing show and they plop him into the spinoff, just to have some valid presence in, as to why, you know, that character was taken down from the popular show and into the spinoff. So it's going to be kind of interesting how this all plays out. it looks like the main villain at the end of the season finale, if you haven't read any spoilers yet, it's still, I think it's still up in the air. I like to, you know, just, even if I do know, I like to sense what people are talking about as what's going to happen in the main finale. We are at episode 10 right now, so we still have quite a few more episodes before the end of the finale. But if you had a guess or a wish list of who would be the final fight in the finale of season 2, what would it be? Gabe, let's go to you.
I would love to see Deathstroke and Oliver both in their outfits facing off, fighting, you know, on the top of like a skyscraper or some
yes.
epic battle between those two. And Deathstroke in, it looks like he's got like a new costume or like it's,
yeah,
it has a different look.
That preview of the mask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it almost looks like him from, like, the Batman video games, that kind of, like,
yeah,
gritty
I was
going to
say that, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love if they had a nice, like, big battle and then, you know, kind of everything come to a head. These Arrow writers are doing a good job of letting things breathe but really just keep, like you said, they're topping each other in the stunts and the
yes.
characters. So, that's what I hope. I don't want the final fight to be, or even if it was on the island, that when he hits him through the eye with the...
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then
maybe
there's another conflict in the present. So,
Interesting. Let's go to you, Matt. Your thoughts. Who's going to be the main fight at the last finale episode?
Well, I do like Gabe's theory, but mine is that Malcolm is going to come back again, and he's going to have the Flash Black Canary diggle.
Again?
But I think, though, but I like Gabe's theory. He's going to have a final battle with Deathstroke. Or Brother Blood, because Brother Blood sounds like he's the main villain so far.
Right. Were you guys surprised to see Tommy in this episode? I was.
Yes. I knew he'd be the
and
first
it, one. Wasn't it a little weird, like, that conversation between him and Tommy? It was a little long while, I'm sorry,
yeah,
not in this episode. I'm mixing them up. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Three Ghosts, because, of course, you see, you know, Tommy and that. But were you a little bit surprised in Three Ghosts where Tommy showed up? They were fighting, and then all of a sudden Oliver has this conversation with Tommy. And you're like, wait a minute, wasn't he just fighting with someone?
And he goes like,
now, did you guys
here?
Like that? Do you guys want to see future Tommy ghosts between each episode or every other episode? Or do you think once was enough? Let's go to you, Matt.
Once was enough. I didn't really care
yeah.
for Tommy. Because I kind of go
yeah,
back on Netflix and watch season one, like my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
I was just watching some of this on Edge of Town. And I didn't like Tommy very much. And I'm kind of getting off track with Laurel.
Yes, I agree.
The whole
now that she's not Black Canary, you're kind of like, well, why is she even here?
Yeah,
that's the way
really
I see it.
Laurel is not like the same old hot Laurel we all know in season one.
Right? It's like she's like a grown-up old lady now. Like a
yeah,
businesswoman.
There's no, like, main big story with her.
Right.
I like
at least in Smallville, they look like they knew what to do with Lois Lane, you know? And it's funny, with Laurel, they, I don't know. I think they just want her to be this investigative DA type of presence. Let's go to you, Matt. I'm sorry, Gabe. Gabe, let's go to you. Your thoughts on Tommy. Was that enough, or
know,
do you want to see
I
more of his
know.
Ghost?
I didn't know he was going to be in it, so I was shocked when he had his little ghost appearance. So,
yeah.
And it was cool, but the only thing was he was, like, almost, like, cheering him on, like, you're a fighter, Oliver, you're this. And, like, did Oliver really need to hear that to really step up his game and fight back? You know, I would have liked if maybe just a couple lines of, you know, this, but not, like, a pep rally. You know, for Oliver to get up again, you know.
Right?
But,
it's like Rocky's trainer. It's like, come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
My father. Get up, Bryce, I have a tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Insert Eye of the Tiger music. All right, so talking about rumors, there is a potential rumor that CW will renew Arrow for a third season. They just had their Television Critics Association presentation to all critics of the TV world, and CW has announced not yet, but they will. It's strongly that the renewal of Arrow will be coming soon. That news will be coming soon. And the president of CW, Mark, he said that he, the article states that he uses the same words for potential Arrow spinoff, The Flash, which was morphed from a backdoor pilot episode of Arrow to its own solo outing. It changed, he says, because this is his words. Rather than try to squeeze in a spinoff, we thought, let's try to make it a bigger pilot. So if we do launch a new series, let's launch it with a big bang like we did with Arrow. So it looks like we might have to wait a little longer for that pilot, for that Flash pilot.
Aw, man!
Your thoughts. Yeah, well, I could hear Matt's thoughts, but let's hear yours, Gabe. Your thoughts on the hold on Flash's pilot.
I mean, I just hope they don't wait too long where you kind of got to drag out him being in a coma or not being in Arrow enough because they're working on, you know, this other pilot because the character is still in a coma right now. So,
right.
But I knew,
he could be there forever.
Yeah.
Until he grows up.
I actually made a joke with my friend that when he wakes up, he's going to be on his own show, you know, so.
There you go. There you go.
I think that I knew it was going to happen, that he was going to get his own show because, I just, right when I saw the actor and how he was like acting with the cast, I'm like, yeah, they're gonna eat this up. But I just hope they don't take too long. You know, time is
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they've done with Amazon. Yeah, look what they've done with Amazon, which was supposed to be the Wonder Woman spinoff, and now she's going to be in the movies, and so it looks like the Amazon is a little taking a step back, and it's just really inconsistent. CW definitely just goes when it's ready to go, and if it's not, they'll just hold on to it forever. Here's some more news. It looks like, let's see, development on The Flash's Hourman and Amazon, which is the Wonder Woman that I just mentioned, are not moving forward at this point. The president still says, we're still waiting for a script. A lot of pilot scripts have come in yet. We're waiting for the writers to deliver the scripts. As soon as I can get enough scripts with our development team, we'll start making the recommendations for pilots. So it looks like they're getting some and they're waiting for some. It looks like they're not ready. It doesn't seem like it's going to be anytime soon. You know, sometimes development on these projects could take years. So hopefully Barry Allen, rest in peace, you know, literally resting. Hopefully they just pick up on it with Arrow. Oh, do you guys mind The Flash sharing screen time with the Arrow on Arrow? What do you guys think? Let's go to you, Gabe. Does he really need his own show?
In fact, I don't want him to just leave Arrow and just be on his. I want, you know, him. I would like him to come back and forth, and I wouldn't mind on Smallville. You know, they had a bunch of heroes. They can do the same for, you know, Arrow. That's kind of the beauty of television, is you can have multiple characters tell multiple storylines.
Right.
You know,
and if you remember, with Smallville, like you mentioned, with Smallville, they tried an Aquaman series, and that failed because of the pilot. It wasn't picked up. And then they used him back again in Smallville. It's not like they got rid of him. Aquaman came back for a couple more episodes. Matt, let's go to you. Your thoughts. Should Barry Allen share screen time with Oliver, or should we just wait for his own show? All right, Matt's not there from Air Code 772. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Hello. All right, Gabe, it looks like it's only you and me.
General
no one else
is
talking.
Taking over the podcast again.
See, he did tell us we weren't alone. All right, if you get that little tidbit, you are missing out on our Smallville Talk podcast. Please call us now. We are will stall our show as soon as we end this one. Tons to talk about, especially about the Man of Steel sequel. Tons, especially since during our break, big casting choices have been made, such as the Amazon woman herself, Ms. Diana Prince. So, Gabe, give us your shout-out as we wrap up this show.
Shout-out to everybody on the podcast. I'm glad you're back. It was a great show. I can't wait to see what happens with Arrow. And always remember to tune in. Thanks.
Yes. All right, Matt, give us your shout-out.
Love this podcast. Great podcast. Awesome. And with the two of us, so can't wait for Blind Spot. I'll be on the next podcast. Bazinga.
Sweet. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Do you guys know what the title is for next week's episode? No? It's Blind Spot. So I wonder who's going to get blind. All right. Thank you for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.